Minding the Gap, which is a documentary. We sort of began life as a documentary about skateboarding, and with its central guy who made the film filming his mates doing skateboarding and kind of, you know, escaping from life by going out and doing, what do you call it? Is it grinding? You know, that when you, the skateboard goes up and do you, are you a skateboarding fan at all?
Not really, no.
Okay, so skateboarding is...
Grinding is...
No, it's not axle grinding.
Oh, I see axle
grinding. Yeah, it's called grinding.
What's the sound it makes again?
It goes, you know, as you sort of jump. I'm not even going to get into this because your mind is on other things. Anyway, so directed by Bing Liu, and he's in the film as well. So he started out that he was filming his mates doing this stuff, and they said, oh, you know, you're always filming. And the thing about it is that you're kind of filming this version of us, which makes us look like, you know, we're having the best time ever. But then as they grow together, the film starts to become something else, and it starts to become much more a documentary about them growing up and about them going from childhood to manhood and then discovering things about themselves that were kind of at the outside of their love of skateboarding. Here's a clip.
I've always needed more out of life, more out of where I was. You know, my parents ran this very controlling house, and so I ran away a lot. By like 16, I was no longer living with my parents, like, at all. I just wanted to fucking skate.
You ready for some fucking intense action? Take one.
I'm gonna set myself everything.
I want to make a montage.
Say hello to the video light.
Wait, do it again.
So it's like, on the one hand, that's, you know, the kind of stuff that you would expect if you've seen things like Dogtown and Z-Boys, or I think it also feels like there's a bit of Richard Linklater in there. But then what it becomes is it becomes about them growing up. And you start to realize that behind the friendship, behind the skateboarding, behind the escape of the skateboarding was a whole bunch of other stuff, which is to do with domestic tensions, dysfunctional families, domestic violence, which recurs throughout generations. One of them is becoming a father and at the beginning of the film doesn't know whether he's ever going to be able to be better than the relationship that he had with his father. There's an awful lot of discovery about pain in their own childhoods that are to do with their own relationships with their parents and the, you know, the hardship of the environment in which they're living. And very gently and actually sort of very thoughtfully and sensitively, the film becomes an exploration of masculinity in crisis and what it means to have grown up with certain things shadowing your life and then repeating those shadows. And it's very, very gradually, and with this really sort of impressive montage of film, starts to give you this portrait that at times is heartbreaking, sometimes is funny and charming, sometimes is really powerfully depressing, other times is insightful. And it's also partly to do with the filmmaker confronting his own past, his own demons, the things that are in his own family, and seeing how those experiences which he's shared with these close friends, with the thing that they all did together was that they skateboarded. And there's this recurrent motif about skateboards being broken. And there's a skateboard, you know, the Woody Guthrie thing about this machine kills fascists? Mm-hmm. And there's a skateboard on it which
is written on his guitar.
On his guitar case. And one of the skateboards says on it, this device cures depression, or, you know, it's something like that. They talk about when they're in the moment of skateboarding, it makes everything else go away. And then the film increasingly becomes about what the everything else that has to go away is. And I went in to see it knowing nothing about it other than it had been Oscar nominated. And I thought it was very, very intriguing and powerful and very insightful because it's so intimate. It's a documentary from the inside that manages to step outside and look at its own characters. And it is sympathetic, but it is also, it doesn't pull its punches.